Wow. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Bear With Me podcast. It's been a very, very long time, but you know what? I guess that's just how it all was supposed to pan out. Happy New Year. 2021, baby. Yeah, I'm feeling excited about 2021. 2020 was definitely an interesting year, and we're going to be talking about it the full year, I guess, in scope. Throughout this episode, because I just kind of wanted to do a recap and remember all of the moments, the good and the bad, because it was definitely an interesting year for all of us. I know that for sure. But I think that it was also just a super important year, especially for like growth and state of mind for a lot of people. And I don't want to, I want to start off this episode by saying kind of like a disclaimer by, you know, I'm not trying to in any sort of way disregard the bad, like the enormous amounts of negative things that happened in 2020. I'm saying that there can be good coming like within the bad or out of the bad, if that makes any sense. And I don't want to disregard like all of the pain and trauma that so many people went through. So I just wanted to get that out of the way before I start talking, because that will just help me to feel better about what I'll be speaking about. So yeah, I guess we'll just do a recap. So I guess I'll start by talking about January 2020, because that's well fitting. I don't really remember January of last year. It's kind of all a blur, if I'm going to be honest. And you know what's, I'll say this, the strange thing about 2020 was that any other year, I have a really hard time remembering what happened each month, what occurred each month. But for some reason with 2020, I don't know if that was because there was something significant happening each month, but I pretty well remember each month. I don't know why. However, January, I don't really remember. It was kind of insignificant, if I'm going to be honest. I think January of last year, 1 year ago, literally, that's so weird. I was just doing school. I was out of a job at the moment. That's a whole other story. Oh my gosh. Anyways, we can talk about that someday maybe, but yeah, I was out of a job. I was just doing school. I don't know, literally nothing. February. Okay, you know what happened in January? Everywhere on social media were World War III memes and people making jokes about how, oh, it was so bad. I was scary about how like that World War III was gonna happen or something in 2020. And I remember at first being like, no. And then it just became like this big joke. Like all of these people, okay, first of all, war is not a joke. I'm gonna say that. But all of the memes about it, oh my gosh. They were scary and funny at the same time. That's the only thing I really remember about January. February, I think that's when we kind of all heard stuff going on about potentially going into lockdown, and there was like talks about it. Other than that, don't remember much about February. Although I just said, oh, I remember so much about 2020 each month, but, and I can't remember the first 2 months of the year. March was when I got hired back at another Starbucks location, and I was really, really grateful for that because I was out of a job for a few months and that sucked. And then March, yeah, got hired at another Starbucks location. Okay, so I'll say this briefly. I quit my job at Starbucks in December of 2019 because I had plans. I had got hired at another place that was offering me a little bit more of a responsibility, and you know, that fell through. Again, maybe we'll talk about that someday. I'm still kind of bitter about it, but whatever. And then I just applied back at another Starbucks a few months later in March, which is what we're talking about. So, yeah. And then 2 weeks after I got hired at Starbucks again, we went into lockdown, like full lockdown. And so, incredible timing. You want to talk about God's timing? Wow. Because I really needed some source of income at that time. And then I got hired and then we went into lockdown. And so I was getting cat pay, catastrophe pay, while we were in lockdown, still able to make some sort of income. So that was really awesome. And then, yeah, we all thought that was going to last, like, I thought that was going to last, like, not very long. I was like, oh, no way, it's going to last more than 2 weeks. Here we are. But, yeah, that was March. And then lockdown. And then April happened. Celebrated a few of my family's birthdays as small as we could. That was really strange because those were the first kind of birthdays that I had, like, experienced that year. And we all didn't really know what was going on. So that was interesting. April, yeah, I talked about that. May and June was when BLM started to gain recognition globally because of the stories of Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd and so many other people who lost their lives due to racial injustice. Yeah, those heartbreaking stories broke the news, and people finally came together and became true allies. And, you know, I'm going to say including myself, because I had never really been a true ally before. And I had the honor and privilege in June to go on a march and, like, a protest in my city. Yeah, that going, participating in a protest was, like, a protest for Black Lives Matter was probably one of the most, if not the most incredible opportunities and honors I will ever have in my entire life. And, you know, it doesn't stop there. We still have to continue to be allies for the Black community. And yeah, again, it shouldn't stop there. Like, it shouldn't just be like, oh, that was cool. Okay, now I'm going to move on with my life. But that was definitely eye-opening for me to realize, like, wow, there's actually a lot more oppression than I have ever realized. And that is something that we still need to be working on. Yeah. May and June were months of eye-opening, and but I really learned what it was like to be a true ally, and that was literally, oh my, that was so incredible. And then July, I think it was July. Let me check. Maybe the end of June or July was a pretty pivotal moment this year. I stopped being friends with a person because of a decision they made, and I told them I wouldn't be friends with them anymore. And so I lost, well, I chose to lose someone who was one of my closest friends because of a decision that they made. And, you know, I was really hurt at first, and then I realized that people are going to make decisions that they want to make, and sometimes that's they disregard how you may feel about it. And you know what? Who am I to judge? Who am I to say what can make someone happy and what can't, you know? And people who truly care about you won't make decisions that they know will, like, cause deep hurt into you. So that is something that I really learned, and I said goodbye to that friend. And yeah, basically I learned who my true friends are. Oh my gosh. Oops, I forgot about February. In February, I also said goodbye to... I said goodbye to two of my closest friends this year, last year, 2020, that I had ever had in my entire life, per my decision, because when it comes to stuff like that, I just know what I deserve and what I don't deserve, and those two people were the closest people I had ever been to in literally my entire life, so... Obviously, it was tough, but I wouldn't be where I am today. And you know, there's times when friendships aren't supposed to be a long-lasting thing, and that's something that I realized. And I realized that the type of friendships those were wasn't something that I needed in my life. And I realized what I deserve, and so I said goodbye. And to some people, that may sound harsh, but when I know... the type of people that I deserve in my life, and the type of people I don't. And when I see how, a person or people have been treating me, then I dip. And some people may think that's harsh, but I also have a very sensitive nature to me. And, I'm not going to explain myself. I don't really need to. So that was May, June, July. August, I celebrated my 21st birthday. and that was really cool. I colored my hair for the first time. Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to do that. Always. I just did, like, the underneath layer. It's still there, but I just been keeping it silver the last few months. And that was fun. Yeah, 21. Really nice birthday. It was small. We just did a little picnic with, like, my family and, like, a few close friends because that was, like, what we could do in the summer. And then I started becoming friends with, like, someone at work and becoming a lot closer with, like, an old friend of mine. Well, two old friends of mine. But that was really cool. And then that friendship started blossoming. And both of those friendships started blossoming. But, yeah. And then September came along. I started school. But I switched my program. So instead of studying business communications, I'm studying media and communications. So glad I did that. I just didn't really want to focus on marketing. And September was good. We all know how much I struggled with school, considering I was gone for so long. Yeah, I mean, as tough as school was, I'm so glad I didn't defer another year, because that would have sucked, because I wouldn't have been used to it, and I'm just glad that I went through it. It was different, it wasn't fun, and it was really difficult. But I'm glad that I just, like, kept going. And, you know, we still have a few more months. What am I saying? We still have a few more months left of school. So we'll see how that pans out again. But I'm excited. You know, October, me and my friends became, like, me and those friends I just talked about became a lot closer. And I love them. And they're really nice to me. And care a lot about me, and I care a lot about them, so it's nice to have those friendships again. And over the course of, like, the next, like, from September to, I mean, now really, I learned a lot about kind of, oh, we're gonna get a little spiritual here. I kind of learned, like, one thing that I need to focus on, or I kind of just learned a big lesson, and that was that I can't be afraid to put content out there or to post things that reveal that I am a Christian. And it's never really something I've realized that I struggled with. And I don't think I struggle with it too much, but sometimes on different platforms, I, like, want to fit in with the world, which is stupid. And I hate that I'm saying that. And I hate that I struggle with that, but it's true. But sometimes I just, like, oh, please don't let this come across badly. Sometimes I just think that some people who don't hate on me, okay? Maybe I just need to be more emotionally mature. But sometimes I think that some content that Christian creators post is just so corny. And I don't want to be that, if that makes sense. And so, like, I struggle as, like, a person who's creative and a person who's Christian with the idea of being a Christian creator, because I just don't want to be cheesy or corny, because my aim is to be, like, authentic and real. Like, that's what I want for this podcast, and that's, like, just what I want, like, as a human being. And I think that's something that I feel like I'm just, like, an authentic and honest person as it is, but I want that to come across and to be real on my on, like, my social media. And when I see when I see content from, sometimes from Christians, it's just so cheesy, and I was just like, ooh, and I didn't want to be that, but now I'm like, okay, like, I obviously don't have to be that way. Like, there's some really cool, creators out there who are Christian, like Montel Fish, such a cool dude, and, like, the whole, like, Lord's Child thing, really dope, and I love that, and, I think that's so cool, and, like, he's definitely a, creative who encourages me a lot. You guys should check out his stuff. Yeah, so, like, when it comes to that, that's just, like, been something that I've learned since, I don't know, like, this summer, from, like, August to now, obviously. I can't shy away from being a Christian online and, like, showing that. It's not even, like, a side of me. Like, that's just who I am, and, like, yeah, that's who I am. So that's something that I've been learning and something that really stuck out to me in August, September, and made a lot of trials and errors trying to figure out how to do that, and I'm still trying to figure out how to do that. Yeah, and then, like, the next, I mean, from September to December wasn't nothing really happened. It was just school and working a lot. And I mean, we're in lockdown now. So, I mean, Christmas was great. It was nice to have a small, not small, but quiet Christmas. That was really nice. I mean, my heart goes out to people who weren't able to celebrate with their family or who don't have people to celebrate. My heart goes out to you because I know that that is probably tough. But that was that. And then I feel like I'm forgetting something. I mean, despite all of the things that happened, I feel like it was just like an honest year where stuff was just in the open for everyone. And that was really cool because I feel like we were all able to like relate to each other as humanity. And everyone was able to be like, you know what, this kind of sucks. And, you know, this stuff, like all this stuff going on in the world isn't fair. And we need to like actually join together as humanity and help each other and fight for each other. So that was, I mean, like that was really, really cool to see and to be part of. So, you know, despite 2020 being a hard year, I'm grateful that it happened, if that makes sense. I learned a lot. Learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about the world and stuff like that. So that was cool. So what I kind of want to talk about now is 2021, because we're here now and we should be present. And, you know, it's good to reflect on the past, but don't let yourself be stuck there. So 2021, yesterday I was just journaling. Because I was like, oh yeah, I should probably journal and talk to God and stuff. And so I was listening to some worship music and just journaling. And every year my church does this thing where we pray for a word for the church and pray for a word for ourselves personally for the year coming. And so I wasn't really even thinking about it, but I just started journaling and I was like, what would be my word? So I felt mine was grace, and I feel like I should share that because, I don't know, I mean, like, that's why I'm here today. Like I said, I want to be authentic. So, yeah, grace. Grace isn't typically a word I would usually relate to. Not relate to, but it's not typically a word that I would find, like, to be significant in my life, and I'll explain that. Okay, so I guess I'll try to describe it in a few ways. So first, grace isn't something I typically have towards myself. I'm really hard on myself, and if I make a mistake or do anything, like, I'm just not very gracious to myself and forgiving towards myself, and so I feel like that's something that grace applies to and I need to work on. Two, when it comes to, like, receiving forgiveness as well, like, I'm just, like, receiving God's grace, it's hard for me to do that as well because I feel like, I mean, obviously I don't deserve it. But again, like, that's something I need to work on. And then, so I'll say first, okay, so what I'll say is I'm going to read the verse that I felt came to me. And obviously, we know, like, that's the Holy Spirit. Sorry, not obviously. I feel like that was the touch of the Holy Spirit. So it was 2 Corinthians 12:9. The verse is, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may reside in me." And that was really cool because, like I said, grace isn't something I really think about very much. It's not really significant to me because of the reasons I just explained. And as I spoke about before, the last few months I've been really feeling like I need to start living and being more open about how I'm a Christian and living like a Christian. And it's just really cool because this verse talks about both those things and how I should boast in my weakness because when I'm weak, he is most strong and his grace will be sufficient enough for me to be able to do the things that he's planned for me to do. And I think that's just really cool. I just feel excited for this year because I don't know what's going to happen. But when when I allow myself to be vulnerable about my experiences and be vulnerable about what I'm going through and be honest about how, like, my life as a Christian, then I think that's could really transform my life because it allows it's just like, I think a way of me surrendering, like, I know that I'm weak and I'm letting you come into my weakness, and I think that's cool. I don't know. I think it's time for me to start living out of the shadows and being more open about my life as a Christian and the experiences that I've had and am, the things I'm learning, because I'm still young, obviously. I'm only 21, and I don't know. I feel like I thought I would just share that. So I've been praying a lot about, I've been praying a lot into that verse and into that word, and I'm just excited to see where God takes me this year and how my life is transformed and how He moves through my life. And you know, we'll come back in a year and I'll listen to this podcast again and I'll review my 2021, and in 2022 we'll see what happened, and I'm just excited. And so I hope you guys are too. Thank you for listening today. It feels really nice to be back here. I thought that this would be more of a consistent thing, but we all know that it's not, and I think that's okay. And I think I should be gracious towards myself as I'm learning, because it's not going to be perfect, and I'm not going to be able to upload every single week or even every single few weeks, because that's just not how my life is right now. I'm a busy student who's still working, and you know, I have things that are a priority in my life, and this is something that obviously I think is really important, and I really like doing this podcast, but I have to be gracious towards myself and remember that it can't be as consistent as I would want it to be. And you know, maybe this year will change, maybe I'll end up having more free time. We'll see what happens with this podcast. Thank you guys for supporting me the last few months and since I started my podcast. It is so cool. I think my audience is like 150 people overall, and that is so cool to me. Yeah, I don't know. I just really want to thank you guys for the support. It's really awesome and it means a lot to me. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm praying over you guys for 2021. I'm excited to see, you know, what happens this year, and pray for me if you'd like to. That'd be really dope. So yeah, I will see you when I see you. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year, and have a good one. Thanks for keeping me company.